One, two, Middlesbrough.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
For what?
For my birthday song.
Oh, is it your birthday?
How are you feeling this morning?
Very rough, actually. I swear to God, I will never drink again until lunchtime.
Very wise.
Mm. So how does it feel to be 26?
A bit gassy.
Well, you know, getting old. You'd be dead in 4 years if this was Logan's run.
Ah, that'd be terrible.
I know, I look like a twat in a jumpsuit.
Don't say that, Tim. That's a word that hates women.
What, twat?
No, jumpsuit.
Ah! Look! Oh, my God! What's in the fridge?
Tim, oh.
So you like it?
I love it. Is that me?
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Pickle. I'm going to do a wee.
Hi.
Oh, God, hi, Sophie. God, I forgot you were here.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
So, you got anything special planned?
I think we're just going to go out for dinner. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can come home.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great.
Oh, good.
Davey's just invited me to the meal this evening.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm sure Marsha won't get suspicious, yeah.
But I don't want to cause any trouble.
You're not causing any trouble.
I don't know, why we just don't tell her.
Are you serious? What are you going to say? Oh, by the way, Marsha, we're also sorry, but we're not really a couple, and we lied to you for a year just so we could rent your flat.
God, we're evil, aren't we?
You did what you had to do. You shouldn't feel bad about it.
We don't, do we? Come on then, you.
Where are you off to?
I'm just going to walk over to the tube station.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, Daisy. Happy birthday.
Yeah, bye, Sophie. Bye-bye. What a bitch.
really cool surprise birthday cake for Daisy in the shape of a typewriter.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been scheming for weeks. I met this baker, Strawberry Sunday, right, and we danced for like 5 hours, and then we had this really involved discussion about pasties. And, anyway, he's doing me a deal, so...
I'm very sweet, Daisy.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a very sweet guy.
I know, you're a stupid girl.
Oh, well, thanks. Hi.
Where were you?
When?
This morning.
I was in bed.
Why was today important to me, Tim?
I'm being promoted to sergeant next week, don't forget.
I won't.
I'm being promoted to sergeant on Saturday, don't forget.
I won't.
What's that?
I'm being promoted to sergeant tomorrow, don't forget.
I won't. Yeah, I forgot.
You forgot.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were my friend.
I am, Mike.
This was important to me. I wanted you to see me get my stripes.
But Mike, what can I say? I'm sorry.
It's her.
What?
Sophie. You've only been with her 2 weeks and already I'm yesterday's news. It wasn't even as bad as this when you were Sarah.
Mike, you will always be my number one.
Then why are you treating me like I'm a number two?
Look, it's been a long time since I've had someone like Sophie in my life, okay? I'm just a bit excited.
You are my longest serving friend, Tim. We've always done everything together. Or have you forgotten the good times?
No, of course not.
We were supposed to go ghost hunting in Highgate Woods last week and you blew me out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, where were you?
Can't remember.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're happy, Tim. I'm glad you got your new girlfriend. But don't forget whose shoulder you cried on when the last one dumped you.
I won't.
Or when Johnny Alpha got killed by that big flying monster in 2000 AD.
Mike, I won't, honestly. Well, look, it's Mike, look. Look, Mike, do your eagle eyes.
Don't! You hurt him, I'll kill you.
Did he mean that?
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello, boss. There you go.
Hello, Marcia. How's it going?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah. 26.
Oh. Happy birthday, darling.
Are you missing Amber? Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Many happy returns, darling.
Oh, what can it be?
I thought you might like to put some makeup on tonight. Well, doll yourself up a bit.
Yeah, I don't wear much normally, but...
Ooh, rude red.
Right.
Well, I best go off to Thresher's, do the weekly shop.
You still up for a night of unadulterated fun?
Adultery?
Are you still coming out tonight?
Oh, yeah, right. I'll see you later.
Hello? Hi, Daisy, it's me.
Oh, hello, Twist.
Oh, it's so nice to speak to you. I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
You were at my birthday thing last night.
Oh, yes, that was you, wasn't it?
Look, do you want to come shopping?
Yeah,
I'd love to, but I haven't got any money, so...
Oh, that's fine, I don't need any. Will you come and meet me?
Where are you?
On the corner of your street.
All right, Twist.
Hi, Tim.
What are you doing on the corner of my street?
I can't explain now. Just come and meet me.
All right, well, just give me a mo.
Oi!
Hi, Marcia.
I know what you're up to.
Did Mike tell you?
Does he know?
Well, yeah, I had to tell somebody.
You are a very bad man.
What?
She loves you, that girl.
Who does?
Daisy.
Does she?
Of course she does.
Did she say that?
No, but it's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, you better tell her, Tim. Because if you don't, I will.
But you'll spoil the surprise.
You bastard.
Marcia? Brian? Brian?
Brian?
I finished with Brian.
Oh my God. Are you all right?
What about?
About... how's Brian taking it?
Brian, no! Oh, God! Why? This is new!
Sorry, I didn't see you.
What are you doing?
Expressing myself.
Oh, by chucking paint around?
Yes.
What's the matter with you?
Broken up with a twist.
Oh, shit, really? What happened?
Sex, that's all it ever was. I wanted something else, you know.
So we're single then?
I'm just sick and tired of our enders clashing.
What, your outfits?
Daisy, I am not that shallow.
She's shallow, Brian. You know, she's like Cordelia out of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Latterly Angel, the spin-off series which is set in LA.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brian? You're such a square.
She thinks she'll come tonight.
Well, you know, she's Daisy's best friend. You just gotta be strong, man.
I know.
You're gonna be fine. You're gonna spend a long time thinking that you won't be, and then one morning you'll wake up and you will be. And then, you know, for a while you'll miss the fact that you're not, because it almost seems scarier than you are, because at least when you're not, you've got something to cling to, and then, when you've got over that, then you're gonna be fine. Right? Feeling better?
Do I feel better?
Is Brian coming tonight?
Yes, but he is my friend Twist.
I suppose so.
Well, at least we'll be seeing more of each other.
Yeah, I haven't really thought of that. Hey, why don't you try something on? You always wear that shanty town look, and it's really quite last century.
I quite like wearing dresses.
Shh. Listen. There's nothing wrong with looking nice, Daisy. You're not betraying the sisterhood just by brushing your hair once in a while. Hmm?
I just doubt there's anything in here that I could get above my knees.
Go on, it's your birthday.
I did update you on the Susie situation, didn't I? Well, far be it from me to spread malicious gossip, but apparently her GP is having an affair with that woman at the dentist. Well, anyway,
Mum, hi.
Oh, hello, love. I didn't think you were in.
Oh, no, I've been out.
What, since 9 o'clock this morning?
Yeah. You know me, go.
Well, I've got a lot to tell you, and you never phone me. Happy birthday, dumpling.
Thanks.
I've got some great news.
What's that?
Well, your Auntie Caroline called me. She said a vacancy has come up for a features correspondent. Anyway, she's going to send you all the bumps about it in the post. That's nice, isn't it? And the best thing is, it's on the Colwyn Bay Gazette. Well, that'd be right up your street, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are you and Tim doing anything nice today?
We're just going out for a meal.
Oh, just the two of you?
No, us and a few friends.
Oh, well, you must be really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You used to give me roses. I wish we could again. But that was on the outside, and things were different then. On the inside, the sun still shines and the rain falls down, and the sun and rain of Christmas too, when morning comes around.
Hit me! There's nothing wrong with looking nice.
Thought you might like to put some makeup on tonight.
You're not betraying sisterhood just by brushing your hair once in a while.
Stole yourself up a bit.
Ooh, rude red.
Put some makeup on.
Stole yourself up a bit.
delayed at the office, were we?
I had to pop in, yeah.
Oh, I bet you did.
Shall I get some drinks?
I'd like a triple vodka, please.
Brian?
I'll have a bottle of red.
How many glasses?
One.
Okay. Bitter, Mike?
No, are you?
Would you like a pint of bitter, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Soph?
E?
Bourbon, Tim. Straight up.
Hi, Daisy. How you going? Do you want a drink?
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll have a Bloody Mary, please.
You look nice, Daisy. Oh, wish I could dress down like that.
He's got to come over.
Okay.
Hello. You all right?
Yes.
Right, well, shall we?
Yes. Merci.
You brought her here.
Yes, I thought it was quite nice.
So are you going to tell her?
Marcia, what is your problem?
I'll tell her then.
What? Why do you want to spoil her birthday?
Look, every second you leave it will make it more painful for her.
What?
I'm going to tell her when she comes back.
Don't you dare.
I will.
What, if anyone's going to tell her, it should be me.
Yeah, but you won't, will you?
No.
What's that?
I've got your surprise birthday cake. What?
Tim is having an affair with her.
What?
I've seen him snogging in the front garden.
No. No, Marcia, it's not like that.
What do you mean?
No, it is like that. And I'm sorry, Daisy, but she means nothing to me. It's not...
Tim, I think we should just tell her.
Tell me what?
She's in shock.
I'm not in shock.
You're in shock.
I'm a little bit drunk.
Daisy.
But I'm perfectly lucid.
Please.
Tim, it's okay.
What's going on?
I think I should go.
No, Sophie.
Marcia, we're not really a couple. We're not really a couple. Phew. It's actually a relief to say it. The thing is, we had to say we were in order to get the flat, but the truth is that we lied.
You lied?
Yeah, but, you know, we were desperate. You know, we didn't think about the consequences. We didn't mean to hurt you. We just... It's like, you know, the longer we left it, we just...
You lied!
Marcia...
Why?
Well, the advert said professional couple only.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It didn't. I remember phoning. The bloke was a bit of a prick. I don't think he was listening to me.
Yep.
Dave?
Yeah, hold on a second, please. About you?
Two-bedroomed, fully furnished, Stretton, £350 a week. Could you do that for me on going to lunch?
You bet, yeah.
Oh, it's professional couple only.
Sounds nice.
Professional couple only.
Professional couple only.
Professional couple only.
Professional couple only.
Professional.
Sorry about that, Mrs. Klein. Is that everything? Great. That'll go in tomorrow.
I can't believe you lied to me after all this time. I bought you a present for your anniversary. Both of them.
I'm sorry.
Look, Marcia, please, just understand. Okay, we weren't being malicious. We didn't have a choice. We really liked that flat. That was supposed to sound nice.
I suppose you lot all knew about this. Just think I'm a complete idiot.
Ooh. Don't be angry.
How do you want me to be, Daisy? just found out my new little group of young friends have been taking the piss.
Marcia.
No, Brian, I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Just away from you lot.
I really think I should go.
Sophie.
No, look, Tim, I'll call you tomorrow.
Bye.
Nice one, Daisy.
I wasn't the one snogging my supposedly secret girlfriend in the front garden.
Tim doesn't think about anyone else when he's with
Sophie. You just stay out of this, Mike, okay? This has got nothing to do with you.
It's got everything to do with me, Tim. I live in the house too. I'm going to have to go back and live with my mum because of you.
What do you mean because of me? I'm not the one who told her.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't have asked if you could have kept your tongue in your mouth.
Well, I think we're all to blame in a way.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mrs. Magnanimous. She picked a fine time to grow a fucking cunt, Jan.
Hey, don't you speak to me like that.
Yes.
What?
I'm not an accessory, Twist. You can't just pick me up when you need me.
Oh, well, a good time to start getting emotionally articulate, Brian.
Don't play into Brian.
I'm having a go at Brian. Brian, I can't believe you. After all, we've been getting...
It's your fault. Shut up, Mike.
Did you see her face?
Happy birthday to you.
I see it. We have two choices. We can call the police, or you can clear up this mess yourselves.
Who votes for clearing up? Who votes for police? Well, clearing up it is, yeah.
Good. I'll get the mops, shall I?
Happy birthday, Daisy.
What are we going to do?
We could go clubbing.
I mean, about Marcia, Mike. We've potentially destroyed her faith in the integrity of today's youth. Young adults.
We've got to pull together, or else we're going to lose everything.
So that's settled then.
Clubbing it is!
Brian and Mike have gone to look for us if she's on the street.
Well, there's 100 off licences in this area. She could be in any one of them.
Yeah, well, you know, they might get lucky. Anyway, we should stay in case she comes back.
Okay.
Look, Daisy, don't worry. You know, we'll sort this out. We always do.
I don't know. This feels different. It's serious. We've had some good times here, though, haven't we?
Yeah. Happy days.
Yeah.
We'll be off then, Tim.
Okay, man.
If we find Marcia, we'll contact you.
We'll find her, Daisy. No, I promise you.
We'll see you at the rendezvous.
Okay, Tim.
Good luck.